It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Monday was the deadline for signatures for ballot initiatives, and Coloradans could decide on a dozen different measures. CPR's Banta Berklin has more on some that could be on the ballot.
Five groups turned in signatures before the deadline. They include a proposal for a state-run paid family and medical leave program, an income tax cut, and changes to how people can expunge their criminal records, measures to reintroduce gray wolves, raise tobacco taxes, and ban abortions after 22 weeks are already on the November ballot. I'm Banta Berklin, CPR News.
Denver's ballot got longer Monday after the city council referred a climate change sales tax to voters. Here's Denverite's David Sachs.
Taxpayers and visitors would pay an extra 0.25% or 2.5 cents on every $10 for most things they buy if city voters approve the tax in November. In exchange, supporters say Denverites will get cleaner air, greener jobs, and relief from some of global warming's existential threats. Officials have plans for the $36 million in potential yearly revenue, including more efficient buildings and streets that prioritize buses, carbon-free buses, and bikes, as well as electric cars. Opposition at Monday's legislative meeting centered around using so-called regressive taxes, which charge wealthy and low-income residents the same rates, regardless of the product. The bill's language stipulates that half of the money be used to lift up people who need it most. David Sachs, Denverite.
A federal law to pay for long-delayed upkeep at national parks gets a presidential signature today. The Great American Outdoors Act also puts money in a federal fund which pays for acquiring new public lands. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner will be at the signing. He led the bill in the Senate. Temperatures in the 90s around Denver, close to 90 in Colorado Springs today, and near 100 in Grand Junction.